So pretty much everything in life is like a training program. You train your children how to brush their teeth. You train your children how to do certain things. You go to a job, a new job, they train you for 2 or 3 weeks. You train yourself to be more disciplined, to learn a new trade or whatever. You train yourself, but you're also being trained at the same time. Whatever it is, you have to go through a training, and life is about learning new stuff. You know, as you age, you have to train yourself to eat different or eat right, and you have to train your mind to think right. You found out that certain ways of thinking, your upbringing or your culture was stinking thinking, so you had to change your stinking thinking to correct thinking. Sorry, that's my seatbelt. You have to go through the training program over and over and over and over to move to the next stage, whether you want to learn how to invest, learn option trading, learn math, learn science, whatever it is. Anything you want to learn, you have to train yourself. Planning, like a vegetable garden or whatever you're doing. Teach yourself how to do the gigs or side gigs, actors, or they have to train themselves to whatever it is, anything. You want to learn how to ski, you got to go through the training, right? You want to learn how to drive a race car, you got to train. So my point is this. So if everything in life is every step forward is a training, there's a training process. If you want to get good at something, you got to train, right? If you want to get good at something, you got to train. Train your ear for music. Train your eyes to see certain things on the job or whatever. Train your mind, train your spirit, train your thinking. It's all about training. So if you experience or teach other people or you train other people, then what does that mean? If pretty much everything in life is a training program, then that means you're in a training program, a simulation. So you teach your kid how to brush their teeth. Go to the dentist, the kid goes to the dentist, and the dentist does a simulation how to brush your teeth. You know, they use a fake set of teeth and show the kid how to brush their teeth. You know, you move the brush down from the top, down from the bottom, up, whatever. They show them how to floss through a simulated situation. So if everything that you go through is a simulation, a training, then what does that mean? It means you're in a simulation. It's really easy to grasp the concept here. If everything in front of you is a pattern, God made certain animals after their kind, certain beings after their kind, the angels are after their kind, the human is after their kind, the stars are after their kind, the planets are after their kind. So the trees are after their kind. A pattern in everything. So if everything's a pattern and everything is a training program, and you look at a train is, say you look at a train track and a train goes by. Let's say you're at the stoplight and a train goes by. You see these same cars go by. Car one, car two, car three. They look the same. As the train goes by, there's a series or a sequence. Training wheels on a bicycle. Training diapers, training whatever. People train their children to do something. Train. Why do they call it a train? Because a train has a bunch of boxcars right after each other. Repeat. Again, 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 again. The cycle of time. Repeating. Training you. You want to get good at be electrician, you got to go through some training. Plumber, you got to go through some training. AC guy, you got to go through the training. Pool person, you got to train. And you got to go through it many times to get good at it. And so why has God put us in a simulated training program? As the machine turns, as the machine, as the Ma Earth, Mother Earth, turns, is pushing out a baby. What is that baby? What is the baby that the Mother Earth is pushing out? Spiritual creatures. You're moving from the natural plane to the spirit plane. And so as Mother Earth is pushing out copies, spiritual copies, a lot of people cry. You have to lose. In order to be a spiritual baby, to be birthed into the spirit, you have to lose stuff in the natural. You have to lose some stuff. You have to disconnect with some stuff down here. You might not even have to lose it necessarily, but you're going to have to disconnect. You're going to have to learn how to disconnect from the natural realm to tie into the spiritual realm. That's why the Bible says set your affections on things above. Because to be birthed into the spirit mind, the mind of Christ, you got to be cut ties with the flesh mind, the natural mind, the carnal mind. To be birthed in the spirit mind, you got to cut ties, cut that the cord. The baby comes out of the womb, and they have to cut that umbilical cord. If you want to be birthed into the spirit mind, the mind of Christ, you got to cut that cord with the flesh mind. And so every day that train goes around, the sun goes up, it goes down. The sun resets every day. And so the train is your daily cycle. Time is your train. And as you go through that train process, that training process, you're learning to cut ties with the natural and walk in the spirit. This definitely needs to go on a part of my DVD, because I don't even know what I'm going to say most of the time. But I understand the concept. But as I talk, other things come to my mind. And that's how it works. Line upon line, precept upon precept. So you're comparing truth with truth. And so you know you're in a simulation. You know you're in a training program. You know the train is on track. So if, let's say you get off track. Well, the good thing about being a human, you get off track and you get back on track. A train gets off track, you got to go get a tow truck and all that. A big crane or whatever. But my point is, the purpose of the training program is to cut that umbilical cord that's tied you to the flesh mind so that you start walking in the spirit mind. What is the spirit mind? The mind of Christ. What is the mind of Christ? Love and truth. Jesus was full of grace and truth. He grew in stature, in grace and truth before man. And so what is God doing in your life? He's trying to teach you to grow in grace and truth. I got a lot of truth. We're always learning. But I knew this 20, 30 years ago. I knew that I needed some training about grace. And I've come a long way. Maybe not on my YouTube channel, because I talk kind of rough. But in the real world, I show grace to people. I try to be patient with people, because the reason I'm patient with people is because I know that the system has brainwashed them. The movies, the TV, the news, the media, their own sin, their own rebellion, their own wickedness, and because they don't want to admit it. See, sin makes us dumb, and rebellion makes us dumb, and stubbornness makes us dumb. And so I know, because I've been where, you know, when you're on the path, and you see other people, I haven't even started the path, you know that they got to be cut pretty bad. There's got to be some bad stuff happen to them to get them to start to wake up. You would think, during this last episode, that people would wake up. And maybe they started waking up and they had to do the war, like I said. Freemasons had to call the U.S. Freemasons, called the Russian Freemasons and said, we need a fake war because people are waking up too fast. Okay, we'll make a war. The 33 degree Freemasons created a fake reality war. It's all fake reality agents to keep you from waking up, to keep you in the drama. But what should happen is, if you're looking for truth, the drama should wake you up. And so the repeat simulation, even though the devil meant for evil, God uses it for good. And so it's a Turing machine to separate the sheep from the goat, because as this simulation turns us day by day, as the world turns, the goats might go through some pain, but they become more like Christ. As this simulation turns and causes pain, what did I just say? Sheep. The sheep become more like Christ. You were a goat, then you get saved. So let me say it again. As the simulation turns, the sheep become more like Christ. The pain causes the sheep to be more like Jesus, to take up your cross. As the simulation turns, the goats become more like the devil. The goats become more like the devil. So if I misspoke, I was getting ahead of myself. The machine, or the simulation, the day by day, as the world turns, is separating the sheep from the goats. And the pain that we're all going through, you're either going to learn to take up your cross and follow Jesus, because he says the servant is not greater than the master, or you're going to rebel against it, and you're going to hate God, and you're going to hate the simulation, and you're going to hate everything, and you're going to be more like the devil. There's a lot of witches that see through the simulation, and they hate God, and they blame God. But man dropped himself down into time. Time is befallen. Eve has the cycle in her body, so man fell, so the cycle is a birthing machine. And that birthing machine is painful because the woman travails in birth pains. And so the travails, the travels of life, the repeat, the turning is painful. To birth you in to the new creature, it's going to be painful. It's not a baby, it's absolute. One reason I'm standing out here in front of the store is because I know I got some stalkers, and I'm just watching them, see if they follow me, see what they're doing. They follow because the flesh mind has to follow the spirit mind. So if you do have stalkers, praise God, because the flesh always has to follow the spirit. The flesh persecutes the spirit. Otherwise, you would be them, and you're not them. It is what it is, people. And you can go through this simulation enough to where you see through it. And once you see through it, it's game over. And you'll see them because they wear red and black. They like the color red and black. And the reason they like red and black, because it's symbolic. It's a symbology of what they stand for. And the red always has to be on the top, but they wear red shoes on the bottom. And the red shoes tell you that they're upside down in their thinking. Because the blood has to be the covering, not underneath. And so the black and the red you can actually see what it means by watching the cartoons. It's a script, and they can't hide. The holographic truth reveals, the simulation reveals, they always expose himself. They always reveal themselves. Because nothing, the light exposes the darkness. And it's a holographic story based on the cross. And nothing can be hidden. Nothing can be hidden. The hologram, which is based on the Holy Writ, reveals all things. God's Word reveals all things. And so you're in a 3D version of His Word, which reveals all things. And you're in a Genesis 3 repeat, and that is the simulation. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth eventually. But right now, while you're in the simulation, you can grow spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, mentally, in all ways. But you just got to be aware of it. Aware of the inner man. The Turing machine.